a time. Temu na chira wa na chai. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkadish. Jaya Goranitai, 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 Jaya Goranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Go Premanandi Hari Bol, Jaya Om Vishnu Pad, Paramahansa, Padavrajak, Acharya, Asatara, Satishri Shriman, ISKCON BBT Founder, Acharya, Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nitya Lila Pravishya, Om Vishnu Pad, Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti, Siddhanta, Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaisharavinda Ki Jai, Nam Acharya, Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Premsa Kahosh, Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu, Dityananda, Shri Adaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasadi, Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopanath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Gira Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Brajamubindaba Nam Ki Jai Shri Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Shri Nilachal Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mayi Ki Jai Jamuna Mayi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Shmati Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai Most Beautiful Lordship Shri Shukmini Dwarkadish Ki Jai Shri Shukmini Dwarkanath Ki Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki Jai Shri Shri Gornitai Ki Jai Samabeta Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai Going back to home, back to Godhead, Ki Jai, ISKCON, Los Angeles, Yatar Ki Jai, Brihad Madanga Chancellor, Book Distribution Ki Jai, International Food for Life Chancellor, Prasadam Distribution Ki Jai, Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Nitai Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembly devotees, all glories to the assembly devotees, all glories to the assembly devotees, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga Glory Srila Prabhupada. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayamadhirayat. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, let us offer respectful obeisances unto the Personality of God and Lord Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the Supermost Human Being, unto Mother Saraswati, the Goddess of Learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, and unto Srila Prabhupada, who is the translator, commentator, and our spiritual master. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavata uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. By regularly attending the Srimad Bhagavatam class and by rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving devotional service unto the Personality of God, at whose worship with transcendental songs becomes established as an irrevocable fact. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're continuing our reading from the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is chapter 1, and today's text is 38. Kachchid Yashodha Ratha Yuthapanam Gandiva Danvo parataria aste alakshito yaj shara kuta gudho maya kirato girishas tatosha kachchid yashoda ratayutapanam Gandhi Vadanvo Paratari, I'm sorry. Gandhi Vadanvo Paratari Raste. Alakshito Yacharakuta Gudho. Maya Kirato Girishastitosha. Kachchit Yashoda Ratayuta Panam. Gandhi Vadanvo Paratari Raste. Alakshito Yacharakuta Gudho. Maya Kirato Girishastitosha. Kachchit Yashoda Ratayuta Panam. Gandhi Vadanvo Paratari Raste. Alakshito Yacharakuta Gudho. Maya Kirato Girishastitosha. Please chant. Lakshitaya Sharakuta Gudha. Kandiva dan vo paratari raste. Alakshito yacharakuta gudho. Maya kirato girishastitosha. Vaishnavins. Kachid Yashoda Ratayuta Panam Gandhi Vadanvo Paratari Raste Alakshito Yacharakuta Gudho Maya Kirato Girishastitosha Synonyms Kachit Weather. Yashakta. Famous. Rathayutapanam. Amongst the great chariot warriors. Gandiva. Gandiva. Danva. Bow. Uparatarihi, one who has vanquished the enemies. Aste, doing well. Alakshitaha, without being identified. Yet, whose? Sharakuta Gudaha, being covered by arrows. Maya Kirataha, false hunter. Girishaha, Lord Shiva, Tutosha was satisfied. Yeah, sometimes there's slightly different versions of the Veda base, so things may not match because our DBT editor keeps updating, correcting, and then whenever he does that, he updates the Veda base. So if you're on, say, a 2013 Veda base, it may not match 2019. I think this one is 2019, I'm pretty sure. All right, so Srila Prabhupada's translation for this verse. Please tell me whether Arjuna, whose bow bears the name Gandiva, and who is always famous amongst the chariot warriors for vanquishing his enemies, is doing well. He once satisfied Lord Shiva by covering him with arrows when Shiva came as an unidentified false hunter. Please repeat. Please tell me whether Arjuna, whose bow bears the name Gandiva, and who's always famous amongst the chariot warriors for vanquishing his enemies, is doing well. He once satisfied Lord Shiva by covering him with arrows when Shiva came as an unidentified false hunter. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Lord Shiva tested Arjuna's strength by picking a quarrel with him over a hunted boar. He confronted Arjuna in the false dress of a hunter, and Arjuna covered him with arrows until Lord Shiva was satisfied with Arjuna's fighting. He offered Arjuna the Pashupati weapon and blessed him. Here, Vidura inquired about the great warrior's well-being. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tadamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Shunyavani Pachyatirishtarini Om Agyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishdang Shtapitang Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Vandeyaham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangshya Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvatam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvatamsha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha kopatrubhya shakripa sindhubhya evacha patitanang pavanebhyo vaisnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dittananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gorbhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So first of all, Merry Christmas. Christmas is supposed to be the birth date of Lord Jesus Christ. But since currently the world, or most of the world, follows a solar calendar, we're not sure if this is the actual date. Because previously, all previous civilizations, they went by a lunar calendar. So this may not be the actual date. They keep it December 25th by the solar calendar, but it may not match the original lunar date. For example, the Babylonians, who existed, their civilization was thousands of years before Christ. They tracked the lunar cycle, so they knew when there was going to be an eclipse of the moon, and they considered that to be inauspicious, especially for the king. So what they did, apparently, this is in the history books, the king at the time, whenever there was a solar eclipse, he would abdicate just before the eclipse. They would put a temporary king on the throne, and then after the eclipse, they would kill the temporary king, and the real king would come back. So that's how seriously they took the lunar eclipses. So again, we're not sure if this is the actual date. Now, Prabhupada said on several occasions that we accept Lord Jesus Christ as our guru. So why would he say that? Why would he say that? Obviously, he's not coming in our sampradaya. And according to Vedic culture, Vedic philosophy, sampradaya vihiname manchaste nishpalasmata. If you don't get your mantra in one of the original four sampradayas, then you're not considered to be bona fide. On a morning walk in 1974 in Paris, Pushta Krishna said to Prabhupada that one of Jesus Christ's followers inform, ask him, please teach me how to pray. And that's when he spoke this Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That famous prayer was given by Lord Jesus Christ to this particular follower who asked him how to pray. So we would say that Christ's message and his methodology even, his persona match practically exactly with the Vaishnava ethos. You know, knew that there was a Father. They say in heaven, but we know he's everywhere. Yes, he's in heaven. He's also in hell. He's also right here in this room right now, in his deity form, in everybody's heart, in every atom, in between every atom. So Krishna is everywhere. But beyond that, parastasmatu bhavanyo, vyakto vyakto sanatana. He explains in the Bhagavad Gita that he also has his eternal abode, which is different from this manifest, sometimes not manifest material creation. He has his eternal abode. So it's beyond heaven. Even heaven is destroyed. Everything in this material world is destroyed. The heavenly planets, the hellish planets, and everything in between. All destroyed in due course of time. So, but he has his own abode, the spiritual world. So obviously, Jesus Christ knew that there was an eternal kingdom of God. He was trying to get his followers to live their lives in such a way that they would qualify themselves to go back to this kingdom of God. He advocated tolerance. He said, advocated turning the other cheek. If somebody hits you on one cheek, turn the other. In other words, be tolerant, just like Lord Chaitanya said. Be more tolerant than a tree. A tree is the emblem of tolerance because it bears everything. Rain is coming like now, scorching heat, and everything in between. People come and carve their initials in the tree. The tree doesn't protest. Take all the fruit without asking. Take the leaves even, the branches. Cut it down eventually and burn it for fuel. Tree is very tolerant. But as we said in the last class, tolerance doesn't mean that you can't defend yourself, like the example of Narada Muni's disciple, the cobra. Don't bite, but you can scare them away. So sometimes people think that to be tolerant means you become a doormat and everybody just wipes their feet on you. No, you're still a human being. You still have feelings. You have to defend yourself. And just like my next door neighbor, you know, Ekaraj Prabhu and his wife Ananda Bhakti, they have their three kids. So the youngest one just started school, Devaki. And on her very first day, she was bullied. This other girl just started bullying her from the very first days. And it went on for some time. And the parents complained to the principal, but it was still going on. So one day, Ekaraj just told her, defend yourself. So the next time the girl bullied her, she just kicked her. And that stopped. It stopped after that. So you can defend yourself. Vedas say you should defend yourself. If you're attacked, you should defend yourself. Generally speaking, the chachyas have that role, but everybody has a right to defend themselves. So Jesus Christ, Prabhupada, again, said on many occasions, he's our guru. Now, in today's verse, Vidur is continuing his inquiries about great personalities. He went through so many, and now finally he came to the Pandavas. First, he asked about Yudhishthira, then yesterday about Bhima, and now today about Arjuna. Arjuna has a very special relationship with Krishna, as we know. All the Pandavas are considered to be pure devotees of Krishna, but Arjuna has a very special relationship of friendship with Krishna, and therefore Krishna selected him to hear the Bhagavad Gita on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And Arjuna, we're supposed to be following, because Krishna said he was reestablishing the sampradaya that had been broken. All the knowledge had been lost because of due course of time, everything deteriorates in this material world. That's one of the features of the material world. Things don't remain the same. They're constantly changing. So if they're not improving, then they're going in the other direction. Nothing stays in stasis in this material world. Things usually change, either for the better or for the worse. But even those things that apparently change for the better, health, wealth, whatever, they all ultimately all are destroyed in time. I was having a conversation after Surya's departure, and we were saying that it doesn't matter what they write on your death certificate, whether it's COVID or cancer or whatever. The cause of death is the same for everybody. It starts with a K. Kala. Time. Time kills everyone. Krishna says that. Kalosmi lokasya prabheda. He says in the 11th chapter. That time I am, and I am come to destroy everyone. In due course of time, I destroy everyone. Even the brahmanas, the kshatriyas, it's not that because you're a bhakta, follower of Vedic principles, that you're going to live forever. No. There's, in that purport, proper quotes of verse, that yasya chatra, yasya brahmana chatra, ube bhavati odana. That in the due course of time, the kshatriyas, the brahmanas, everybody are consumed just like condiment. Why condiment? Because last night we had a nice feast right after Harinam. We had a potluck feast. And no matter how many pieces of dokla you ate or how much pozole you drank or whatever, if you get a little piece of condiment, a little piece of lime pickle or whatever, you can still eat it. It's not a problem. So it's just like that. For the Supreme Lord destroying everyone, including the brahmanas, the kshatriyas, it's just like eating pickle. Not a problem. So the cause of death is the same for everyone. Kala. And therefore, in the Vedic culture, they don't do any autopsy. They don't care, you know, whether it was cancer or who needs to know. You die, you leave your body, the body should be burned immediately. That's Vedic culture. You don't have to do any autopsy or this and that. It's gone. Except maybe if there was a crime committed, maybe they want to take a look at the body to see, you know, what weapon was used or whatever. But generally speaking, person's soul leaves the body, burn the body right away, get rid of it. So there's no attachment for that person who left the body. If the body's left lying around, there's a chance of that soul being hovering around, being attached. And also shows to the family members that this person that you were calling father or husband or wife or brother or friend, you were relating to that body. You never saw the person. You never saw the actual person. You were relating to a body. Like Prabhupada said, they say, oh, my father's gone. What do you mean he's gone? He's lying there on the bed. No, my father's gone. At the time of death, they realized that body they were calling father is not actually father. It's the soul that was in the body. We say, my father is gone. So we should let that realization sink in now while we're still alive. Don't wait for the point of death. Realize that you're not dealing with another body. You're dealing with a soul. So don't treat people like they're their bodies, a white body or a black body or a male body or a female body or a healthy body or a sick body. Yes, we see those things. We don't neglect. Prabhupada said, if your godbrother becomes sick, don't neglect. Help them to come back to health. So we're not neglectful. The brahmana, bijabanaya sampane, brahmane gavihasini, who's seeing the soul in all, sunichai, pandita samadarshana. He's seeing the soul in every body, whether it's an elephant, a brahmana, a dog, or a dog eater. He's seeing the soul there. But that doesn't mean that you don't relate to the body at all. No. The brahmanas generally don't go out and try to perform pujas for the dog. Although nowadays, even people are asking, puja for my dog. It's my dog's birthday or whatever. You know. But generally speaking, the puja is reserved for human beings. The 13 kinds of samskaras, starting with the garbhadang samskara, and then ending with the funeral samskara. 13 samskaras are usually, or supposed to be, performed during the lifetime of the human being. But, so Arjuna, he is very, very close with Krishna. And because of that, Krishna protected him. Krishna protected him. All the Pandavas, you can say, were protected. But he specifically, or especially, became Arjuna's chariot driver. Not Yudhisthira's or somebody else. He became Arjuna's chariot driver. And because of that, he's given the name Parthasarathi. Yes. Krishna's one of his many thousands of names is Parthasarathi because he drove Arjuna's chariot. And he promises to protect all of his devotees. I was again thinking of our departed dear Surya Prabhu. And, you know, he was a shlokawala. And, I mean, in my time growing up, we all were pushed to become sloka dwellers, learn all the verses. I was always motivated. Any verse that I heard Srila Prabhupada quote, either in a class or in his purport, then I would want to learn that verse. But this is a nice verse that Surya would recite frequently. It's not, you would say, one of the big preaching verses. It doesn't even have a purport. From the 7th canto, this is Lord Vishnu, not even in a present form. When the demigods were praying to the Lord to protect them from this demon in Hiranyakashipu, they heard a voice from the sky. And this is one of the verses that he said. Yada deveshu vedushu goshu, vipishu, sadushu. Dharme mai, cha vidyesha, sa va ashu vinashati. Nice verse. So recite frequently. So the Lord said, yada, whenever, deveshu vedeshu, whenever these categories of beings are harassed or disrespected, he's saying that I will protect them. So the first is deveshu, the demigods. Yada deveshu vedeshu, the Vedas. Goshu, the cow. Vipreshu, the brahmanas. Sadushu, the Vaishnavas. At that time, dharma, even dharma in general. And he says, ultimately me. Dharma mai. Chavidyesha, one who's envious of all of these categories. Sa, he, va, indeed. Ashu, very quickly, vinashati. I will destroy him and his so-called civilization. So that very quickly is important. It's not that we pray to God, to Krishna, to Vishnu, whomever, and we get immediate result. He's my enemy. Kill him right away. No, it doesn't work like that. The Lord told him, be patient. I know what this rascal in Hiranyakashipu is up to, and I will come and take care of him. Please be patient. So we should always be patient. Don't become impatient, especially when you're dealing with other devotees. You're in a situation, you're doing service, whatever service, and you have a little, you know, disagreement. Don't become impatient and give up your service, please. That is a wrong attitude, wrong message. Service to Krishna is such a rare thing in this material world that when you get it through guru and sadhu, you get the great fortune of taking up some service. Don't give it up so easily. Don't let anything disturb you. This is Krishna's message to Arjuna also. Matra sparshas tu kaunte yasitoshan sukadukada. Don't let the weather or other devotees' problems, don't let anything stop you from doing your service. This is what attracts Krishna. That here's a soul who's been ignoring me for lifetime after lifetime. Now he or she is taking up a service and will not give it up for anything. Prabhupada gave the example of a Bengali widow who had a Radha Damodar, even in the month of Magh, when it was biting cold. Old lady, she would go down to Yamuna and bring water for the deity's bath. This is fixed. So we have to be like that. Don't let any little say, hearsay, and this and that disturb you. You have a service, just do it. Just do the service, and then Krishna will work out whatever it is. Even if it's a demon like Hiranyakashipu, he will work it out. Again, it may not be immediate. It's not that Prahlad was saying, Prahlad didn't even ask for his father to be killed. He was so tolerant. He just kept doing his thing, and Hiranyakashipu kept trying to kill him. And Prahlad was so tolerant that even after his father was killed, he begged Lord Nrisingadev, please forgive him. please forgive him. And he said, don't worry, not only him, but generations going backwards and forwards will be forgiven. 14 is said sometimes 7. So Arjuna was protected because he's a great soul, great devotee of the Lord. And I just wanted to, there's a lot that can be said about Arjuna. Interestingly, as we were saying, one of the categories Krishna said he protects is the demigods, yada deveshu. So Arjuna and his brothers, you could say they're semi-demigods. Their mother was a human, but in all the other cases, their father were demigods. So who was Arjuna's father? Indra, yes. So Indra is a demigod. The mother is a human. So you could say Arjuna is a semi-demigod. Son of a human and a demigod. So Arjuna, even though you could say he's a jiva just like we are, which he is. He's a special soul, but he's a jiva just like we are. But he has many names. So I did some research. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna refers to Arjuna by 22 different names. So I'm going to read them for you. So of course the first one is Arjuna. Everybody knows. And Arjuna means the sattvic or purified soul. Then the next one is Anaga, sinless. Kuru Nandana, beloved child of the Kurus. Kuru Pravira, foremost of the Kurus. Kuru Shrestha, best of the Kurus. Now, many of these names occur in many different verses. Like the name Arjuna comes in 22 verses. Anaga is only in 3 verses like that. So I'm not going to say how many. I'm just going to keep reading. So number 4 was Kuru Pravira, foremost of the Kurus. Number 5, Kuru Shrestha, best of the Kurus. Number 6, Kuru Sattama, best among the Kurus. Number 7, Kaunteya, son of Kunti. 8. Gudakesha, the one who has conquered sleep. Number 9. Tatta, my friend. Number 10. Dehabhrtangvara, best of the embodied beings. That occurs in chapter 8, text 4, only one time. So some of these names you may not recognize, but they're actually there. Dhananjaya, conqueror of wealth. Parantapa, chastiser of the enemies. Pandava, son of Pandu. Partha, son of Pritha. Purusharshaba, excellent among men. Purusha Vyagra, tiger among human beings. Bharatarshaba, chief amongst the descendants of Bharata. Bharata Shrestha, chief of the Bharatas. Bharata Sattama, best of the Bharatas. Bharata, descendant of the Bharata dynasty. Mahabaho, mighty armed, that was 21. And 22, Savyasachin, skilled in throwing arrows. So Prabhupada made the point on many occasions that if a regular jiva soul can have so many names, in this case Arjuna is referred to by 22 names, and he has other names. This is just what happens in the Bhagavad Gita. In Mahabharata you'll find others. So if a jiva can have 22 different names, the Supreme Lord, because some people say, you can't give God a name, God has no name. Prabhupada would say, yes, that's true. But he has many names that depict his qualities, his relationship with his devotees, like that. So he has unlimited names. So if Arjuna can have 22, Krishna can have a lot more and does have a lot more. Just like in the song we chant every day, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song, so many names are there of Krishna. Who can think of one? We chant every day. Just chant it. Yashomati Nandana, Vrajaboranaga, Gokula Ranjana Kana. So many names of Krishna in that one song. So Krishna has unlimited names. Arjuna has 22 in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna has unlimited names. So we can meditate on Arjuna in all these different ways. That he's sinless, Anaga, Savyasachin, expert in throwing arrows. Like today we heard in the purport, he was given the Gandiva bow because he rained arrows on Lord Shiva. So we shouldn't follow that example of Arjuna. We shouldn't call for Lord Shiva so we can rain arrows on him. But we should follow Arjuna's footsteps of being a surrendered soul to Krishna. At the end of the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Nashtamoha smritir labdha tat prasadamayachita sthitosmi kata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. That's what we should follow. Nashta moha, my illusion is now gone. So we can ask ourselves, is our illusion gone? We're chanting Hare Krishna for so many years, most of us. Am I in illusion or not? Are we still in illusion? Smriti labdha, my remembrance of you, of who I am, a relationship, that has now come back to me. So can we say that? Do I know who I really am? Tvat prasadamayach, by your mercy, this is happening. Achyuta Krishna. Stittasmi, I am now situated in my original position. Doesn't mean that if you're doing your service and you don't know whether you're a gopi or a tree or whatever that you're. No, you may not know that till you leave this body. But you should at least know I'm an eternal servant of Krishna. I am an eternal servant of Krishna and act in that way. At every moment you should be engaged in some service to Krishna of the 9 types of service. Basically, Prabhupada stressed menial service, practical service, things we should do practically. And sometimes we're not very practical. Like when B.R. Sagar Swami gave his last class, he was stressing, yagya dana tapa. Right? He mentioned that verse from the Gita. So, dana, charity, is something that we should do. Not just yes when somebody says it, but we should do it practically. Now I'm going to ask a question, pointed question. How many of you gave in charity to B.R. Sagar Swami before he left? He's a traveling sannyasi. How many of you gave him a donation of some kind? I did. You did. So 2 people in the room. This is practical. Not that we talk about things. We're not armchair philosophers. Our culture is when a traveling mendicant comes through your community, you give something. We're living in a cash economy. Airplane tickets cost money. car gas, if you're traveling by car, it costs money. Everything costs money, so everybody give a little donation. Or if you have no money, then at least offer Maharaj, you know, the restaurant is closed, you're traveling, maybe I can make you a little traveling prasadam, something. This is the culture. We're not an armchair philosophy, you know, Prabhupada would say many times. Practical. So, any renunciant, any preacher that travels through, even the brahmachari that came recently, Balaram, he was on his way to Turkey. I gave him a little donation. Because I know, I also travel and try to preach. And I know, it's not easy. Nowadays, you go to the airport, if you have a bottle of water, they take it away. After you pass security, you have to pay $4 for a little bottle of water. So we should have that mentality. And not just with traveling, but those who are here also. This is how you develop. Because he was also asking the devotees, how do you become happy? It's already known. We don't have to figure anything out. Prabhupada drill it into us. You're always sitting around trying to figure this out. Nothing to figure out. It's all there in the scripture. Dadati patigrinati goyam akati prichati. You have a neighbor. Give in gifts. Give them gifts. Accept a gift in return. I just was surprised right now. Vibhu just gave me a Christmas present. I came through the door. So that's very appreciated. You know, we're not like tight buddies, but you know, at least he has some, showing some appreciation. And I'll give him a little something later on. This is how you form tight, happy community. Give gifts, accept gifts, give prasadam, accept prasadam, reveal your mind confidentially. And also, that doesn't mean, again, going around telling everybody your problems. No, you find one person whose opinion you're going to respect, the temple president, your guru, some senior devotee, and then you say what your problem is, and be willing to accept the recommendation. If you're not willing to accept the recommendation, don't disturb the person. Don't tell somebody your problem if you don't want to hear. If you know in advance, you're not going to take their recommendation. Don't disturb them. It's just a disturbance. So find somebody whose opinion you know you respect in advance. Tell them what your problem is and accept their recommendation. Otherwise, don't bother them. So this is how we make happy communities. It's not rocket science. We don't have to figure anything out. Give gifts, accept gifts. And that goes for everybody, not just for the grihasthas. The brahmacharis can give gifts to each other. The sannyasis can give gifts. Prabhupada gave. He would accept as he traveled. So everybody liked to give him watches because they knew Prabhupada wore a watch. So he'd wear it for a few days and he would give it to somebody else. Like that. So this is practical movement. Everything we do is very practical. We take advice from superiors, Srila Prabhupada, the scriptures, other sadhus. And we put it into practice. Not just it goes in and we nod, yes, yes, yes. The classic example, I'll finish with this. The guru was traveling around, came to one village. He had some disciples there. So the disciples, obviously, the guru's here. So they get together to have a program. So the guru sat down. Jai Gurudev. Okay, now I'll speak something from Bhagavad Gita. Jai Gurudev. Then the guru said, please get me some water. Jai Gurudev. Nobody moved. Everybody just kept saying, Jai Gurudev. Useless. So finally one attentive person. But now comes the other warning. Don't be over-intelligent. The guru said, please bring me some water. So this over-intelligent disciple, he's my guru. Great soul. Why should I give him water? Milk is better than water. So he brought a cup of milk. So don't ignore the recommendation. Don't ignore what you're supposed to do. But at the same time, don't be over-intelligent and do more than you have to do. The guru wants water. Bring water. Grantarashima Bhagavatam Kijai. Srila Prabhupada Kijai. Gaur Bhaktivinoda Kijai. Howdy, bro.